Welcome to the Nikon Podcast. I'm your host, Scott Shepard. We're coming to you live from fabulous Las Vegas at WPPI 2011. This is a huge, fabulous show. There's over 16,000 photographers here. And of course, we have a huge presence here at the Nikon booth. There's a lot of buzz going on, and we got a very cool show today we're going to have with us from Australia, Marcus Bell, a great photographer. We're going to talk to Marcus about what he's doing here, and later on we're going to be here with the ever entertaining and cool Michael Corrado. Michael is from NPS. We're going to talk to him about NPS and how Nikon is supporting their pros. Right now we're here with Marcus Bell. We're in the NPS Nikon Professional Services Lounge here at WPPI in fabulous Las Vegas. And we're going to talk to Marcus today about his photography, what he's doing here, and all the great stuff he's up to. Marcus, how you doing today?
Fantastic.
So tell me, Marcus, you're a wedding photographer in Australia. Why would you come all the way over to Las Vegas to come to WPPI?
Well, because I've got 16,000 friends here that I've all got to catch up with each year. So it's an amazing time, and I honestly look forward to it every year. It's the highlight of my year.
So, you know, there's other trade shows, and I know you guys have trade shows in Australia as well and awards and stuff. What really makes WPPI special for you?
I think, you know, like, it's such a camaraderie between photographers, you know, and I think being in Vegas, there's a great party atmosphere as well. So it's a combination of great talks, great speakers with great inspiration, a lot of friends hanging out together and enjoying, and in some ways, you know, letting loose at sometimes, but at the same time, learning a lot as well.
So I think really when you come to WPPI, it's a community, it's the camaraderie. Besides all the great classes and the trade show, it's a community.
It is. It's definitely a community. And that's what I love. I mean, sometimes, you know, as a photographer, you can be a little bit sheltered, especially if you're in a home studio or in a big studio. It's just generally there's not too many people around you. And here you get to actually interact with a lot of people that are like-minded and with the same dreams and aspirations as you are. And yeah, it's exciting.
Tell me about your style of photography and what do you do? Are you shooting PJ? What do you like to shoot? What's your inspiration as well?
For me, it's about capturing the emotion and the relationships of a couple, but also extending that beyond just the couple themselves, but the relationships between, you know, father and daughter and so forth. And I think that's just as important as that day. So the wedding day is a snapshot of people's lives, the entire family's lives as well. And so for me, it's a privilege to be able to photograph that and record it in its true way. So I would say, you know, 80% of the day is photographed that way, and probably about the other 20% is a little bit more stylized, a little bit more with soft direction to capture some, you know, beautiful portraits as well.
Inspiration. Let's talk about how you're inspired and what do you do to keep things fresh and just stay inspired about what you're doing.
I think one big thing about me that I've learned, it's always the life experiences that shape who you are as a photographer. But, you know, like, I still go back to my grassroots where photographers that inspired me, like Elliot Erwitt and Henri Cartier-Bresson and all those great Magnum photographers. And even beside Magnum, you know, photographers like Segaldo and just incredible historians, you know, of our world. Interesting, I'm still inspired by their work today as I was 10, 15 years ago when I was first introduced to them.
Tell us something about somebody that's getting in the industry. Let's say I'm a new photographer. What kind of tip can you give me to set me in the right direction?
I think most of all, actually putting yourself in the client's shoes, you know, really trying to get to understand who they are, what's important to them, letting go what your personal preferences are about things and, you know, really just sort of diving into their world and trying to capture that for them.
Marcus, let's talk about gear. You know, all photographers want to know what everybody else is shooting. Tell me about what you're shooting with and what you're digging these days. What's your favorite lens? Let's talk about this kind of cool stuff.
Well, you know, it really, for me, it's fairly basic. I love shooting with two D3Ss, and I have them on each shoulder, and I generally balance them with a 24 to 70 mil lens on one of the bodies and then a 70 to 200 on the other. Pretty much in the entire day, I'll definitely keep that 24 to 70 on. But with the other camera body, like, I'll swap it around a little. Sometimes I'll put the 85 mil 1.4 on. I'm really looking forward to getting my hands on the 35 mil 1.4. But also, like, I use the PC, you know, 45 tilt shift lens as well. And so that second body is designed to either get in really nice and close or, you know, just play a little bit more, you know. But definitely the 24 to 70 is my staple lens that I use in all the time. So, and I probably use it at, like, around that, you know, 24 to 35 mil range most of the time, and predominantly also shoot about 2.8, but where the formals are, I might bring it up to about 5.6. And one of the things that I found useful with shooting two camera bodies is to invert the lenses so they face backwards. So it's just reversing the cameras around. And so when you've got them on your shoulders, that you hardly see the cameras at all. Because one of the things that I believe is, you know, really staying unobtrusive during the day as much as possible so you don't look like a photographer. I mean, that's key to make people feel comfortable in the environment that they are, and then that enables you to capture those amazing moments that just when they happen.
Marcus, great stuff. Beautiful photography, killer inspiration. Thanks so much for joining us today here on the Nikon Podcast. And, of course, we look forward to chatting soon.
Yeah, and me too. And I'm looking forward to 2012, where it's going to be another big year at WPPI.
Beautiful. Thank you, mate.
Excellent.
Right now we're here with Michael Corrado. Michael is the NPS Manager for Product Marketing. Michael, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Scott?
Good. We're here at WPPI, this fabulous trade show in Las Vegas. There's over 16,000 wedding and portrait photographers here. Today, Michael, we want to talk to you about Nikon Professional Services, NPS. Let's talk about what you guys do.
Well, Nikon Pro Services is a support vehicle for full-time working Nikon professionals. Photographers that invest in our gear, two pro camera bodies, several pro lenses is the minimum requirement. It's a type of service that I consider a safety net. When photographers are in need out in the field trying to do their job and something goes wrong, we want them to be able to turn to us for support.
So let's talk about the different sectors of what NPS does, because I know you guys have a large variety of benefits and different things that offer a working professional. And I think, first off, let's touch on what do I need to join NPS? How do I get this benefit as being a Nikon shooter? What do I need to do?
Well, the first thing I would do is go to www.nikonpro.com, and that will give you all the information you need on what it takes to join NPS and what the requirements are. And we do. We require two pro professional bodies, what would be considered a professional body, or the mid-range bodies like D200, D300S, on up, as well as several professional lenses. And, of course, we look at each of the individual applications, and we judge to see what genre of photography it is. NPS supports all genres in photography. And, obviously, consider what somebody does for a living and how they do it to decide whether or not they fit within the NPS system. You've made an investment in Nikon gear, and we're going to make that investment right back in you, realizing that you need the support once you are accepted. It's a service that you do not pay for, and it's available for you in the way of loans. It's available for you in repair. It's available for you in field events where we may have a room with Nikon Pro Service representatives and repair technicians where you can be serviced out at field events. Space shuttle launches, we've done that for a long, long time. We also have an opportunity for photographers to borrow equipment. So repair would be one of the big things that's a benefit. Expedited repairs, we try to turn repairs around within 5 days. If we can't do that, we let you know. You have the opportunity to borrow gear to replace that gear that's broken for as long as it takes us to fix the gear that you've sent in. So expediting repairs, you may want to borrow a piece of equipment because you're going on a special assignment and you have never ever shot in that genre of photography before. It may require a piece of glass that you would never own, and that would be considered, you know, a special assignment loan. We also do purchase evaluation loans. We know that there's an investment that you have to make in your gear, and you may want to test something before you use it. So we will do product evaluation loans as well.
So if I need a nice 400-millimeter long piece of glass to go shoot a sports game, or if I'm going to go off and do some kind of wildlife thingy, I can get this, play with it, try it. If it works out, boom, I can order it.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, I don't know anybody that wouldn't want to have that opportunity to test something right before they invest thousands of dollars in it. And, of course, we will only loan something for a period of 2 weeks, no longer than 2 weeks, unless there's extenuating circumstances. But we look to get that product into their hands and get it back so we could provide it to some other NPS members.
Mike, let's talk about globalization. I know that NPS now is reaching out to where if you're a member of NPS in the United States, that if you go on a destination wedding in Mexico, Brazil, China, Russia, who knows, wherever there's a Nikon branch now, I think you can actually get help, correct?
Absolutely. In fact, I've recommended to many photographers to seek out the NPS facilities that are around the world when they are traveling, be it China or London, wherever they may be going. We realize that there are more overseas assignments than ever before. There are photographers traveling globally every day on assignment. And to standardize a service around the world means a photographer that gets a certain level of service here in the United States for Nikon Pro Services United States will go to the UK and get the same type of service, which is why now with the new renewal service, you're going to get a Nikon Pro Services card that stipulates U.S. on it, United States. And as a United States member, if you travel around the world, you would expect the same service, and they're going to recognize you because of this card now and offer you the same support that we offer here in the United States.
So, Michael, we have all these great resources. We have the globalization. I can be a card-carrying Nikon NPS Pro member. How? I've got the gear. I've met the requirements. How do I sign up? Where do I go? How can I hook this up so I have the reliability and the knowledge that I know that if something breaks and I'm at a wedding or if I'm at a sports event or Lord knows where I'm shooting, that if I drop my lens, I can get this stuff handled soon instead of having to go out and buy more gear?
Well, the most important thing, again, to me is being there as support for photographers. So you've gone to the website, you contact us, and we're going to send you an invitation to join. Obviously, we're going to want certain information, where you live, where the business is. We want to validate that you are a full-time working photographer, that not only you do have the gear that fits the requirement, but this is a full-time occupation for you. We're very serious about that because with other services that are out there, you know, that cater to a wider variety of levels of photographers, this is really a service that is really a great support for professionals.
See, another great reason to buy Nikon professional products. It's the backup and the support that is fabulous, and it just goes along when you buy a Nikon product. Look what you get, the VIP suite and the great treatment. Michael, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Scott. Have a great day.
So there you go, a very cool Nikon podcast coming to you live from WPPI 2011 here in fabulous Las Vegas. I'd like to thank Marcus Bell and, of course, Michael Carano. If you'd like to find out more information, you can contact the MWW press team at press.nikonusa.com. I've been your host, Scott Shepherd. Look forward to more fabulous Nikon podcasts.